This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. Pope Francis has condemned human trafficking, calling it a crime against humanity, a scourge, and an open wound in contemporary society. His strong words came in an address to participants at a conference on combating human trafficking in the Vatican that ended on Thursday. Earlier, the Pope held a private meeting with four victims of human trafficking, now rescued, who came from Chile, the Czech Republic, Hungary, and Argentina. The conference was organised by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales and was attended by police chiefs from 20 countries, religious sisters fighting against the crime, and trafficking victims who've been rescued. Cardinal Vincent Nicholls, Archbishop of Westminster, is the president of the Bishops' Conference in England and Wales and spoke to me about the outcome of their discussions. Can you tell us a bit more about this centre that you're setting up to house victims, this Baquita Centre, and who's going to be funding it and how big it's going to be?
Well, our vision is that it would be a centre where victims of abuse would be able to come for a longer term stay so that they can genuinely kind of continue their recovery as they wish. I think we're talking probably about 7 or 8 people at any one time, but we also want to use it as a centre for excellence for support work. So it's not just to be a house that's like a residence, but it's to be a living hub of good practice based on the experience of people making recovery as they go. So our plans are at an early stage, but we are looking, appealing for funding to help us with it through the arm of our Caritas Westminster.
Do you feel that you are very slowly making inroads into this global phenomenon? Because you, as you yourself said, there's more and more people who have been sold into slavery. It seems that as a global phenomenon, it's on the rise. Yet, are you managing to somehow make at least a bit of headway?
Well, I think the encouraging thing about the last 2 days is that we have had a global look at what is a global problem. And I think from my point of view, the most encouraging thing is the recognition that congregations of religious women also have a global reach. So Sister Aurelia put up a map on the board and showed us the different countries where her sisters are working. So it's almost as if, to some extent, the network of global religious women with their depth of dedication and their strength is being set against a global network of trafficking, obviously with the crucial, crucial role of law enforcement.
You must have come across the stories of victims and met victims yourself, indeed, during this conference. What for you is personally the most shocking thing about this slavery?
Listening to them, I think it is the utter sense of darkness in which they live when they know they have nothing and they just have to comply in horrendous practices. And then the second thing is the depth of empathy that the three that I was talking with, particularly who are now free, are rescued. The depth of empathy they have for all the other people who they know are still in that darkness.
Yes, you said there that it's only 1% of the victims that are coming forward, which means 99 are still there. And it's all going on, as you say, without people being aware. Surely one of the key things must be to increase that awareness among the public as well.
That's right. The four stages of this are being aware, being committed, being compassionate, and being cooperative. And they were the four notes that marked our conversation over the last few days and must mark our future work.
And you were very pleased, presumably, by Pope Francis's remarks, or very encouraged by them.
Everybody was absolutely thrilled, not only at the presence of the Holy Father, but also at the fact that he has such determination and such passion for leading the world in this matter.